You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dio with Stephanie from sweetsavoryandstuff.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we are doing meatballs today.
Yes, our favorite type of recipe, a one pan meatball dish.
We love that.
Yes. These are my lightened up one pan beef meatballs with mushroom gravy. So it sounds like kind of fancy, but rest assured, these are very easy. We're going to start out by making the meatballs themselves. And for this, we're going to use a pound of extra lean ground beef. And then we're going to add a quarter cup of seasoned breadcrumbs. Then we're going to add in one egg, two cloves of garlic, which we mince up, a tablespoon of Worcestershire, half a teaspoon of kosher salt and some fresh cracked pepper, and then two tablespoons of fresh parsley for some nice color. We're going to chop that up. So we're going to form our meatballs. We're going to do 16 equal sized meatballs.
Oh,
so
okay.
This makes four servings. In the meantime, we're preheating a frying pan or a nonstick skillet over like medium high heat, and we're going to add some olive oil spray to the pan. So we're going to start out by just searing the meatballs on all sides. You just want like a golden brown crust, so like about 5 to 7 minutes total. They're not going to be fully cooked at this point, but they're going to simmer in the gravy that we make. So you're going to remove them from the pan and let them rest on the side. And then in that same frying pan, you're going to add more olive oil spray, and then we're going to add some sliced shallots and mushrooms. So we're going to cook them for about 10 minutes until they're tender, and then we're going to add some sherry to the pan.
Fancy.
You can skip that step if you don't want to use wine, but sherry has a really nice sweet flavor like a Marsala wine, so that's really where a lot of the kind of sweet and sour taste comes from in this recipe.
I mean, can I throw some Marsala in if I have it?
1,000%.
Okay, I'm going to
yes,
do that.
It's like they're basically interchangeable in my opinion.
That's what I have in my pantry.
Yeah. So then we're going to just use a wooden spoon to kind of pick up any of those burnt bits on the bottom. That's where all the flavor is. And then we're going to simmer for about 5 minutes. The wine is going to cook down a little bit. You want the alcohol to evaporate. On the side, we're going to combine some cornstarch with beef broth. That's very hard to say, Jamie. And we're going to whisk that together. And the cornstarch is going to help the gravy thicken. So then we're going to add in the Worcestershire beef broth mixture and some salt to the pan. And that's going to be our gravy mixture. We're going to bring it to a slow boil and then return those partially cooked meatballs to the pan. Then we're going to simmer the meatballs over about medium-low heat until the sauce thickens really nicely and the meatballs are cooked to your desired temperature. I cooked mine for about 20 minutes. I know it sounds like a lot of steps, but they're actually very easy. Everything's in the same pan.
Yeah. I mean, this is a 30-minute meal.
Yes.
No? On top of some mashed potatoes.
Totally. You can also do, if you want to, you could do like a mashed cauliflower.
Oh, we're still doing that?
Okay. I know.
Okay, fine.
I recommend like a string bean also.
Okay. We got to get our greens in.
Yes.
That's fine. That's fair. You could also like, I don't know, throw it on a roll.
1,000%. 1,000 with some like melted cheese on top.
Delicious.
Yes.
All right, let's make some meatballs today. That sounds good. Thanks, Steph.
Thank you.
You can get her full recipe for her lightened up one pan beef meatballs with mushroom gravy. It sounds fancy.
Yes.
At KJOY.com.
A t-shirt and jeans, mac and cheese, oceans and sunsets. Some things in life are an obvious match, like RIAs and Schwab Advisor Services, the number one choice for independent advisors looking for a custodian who can help them go further. With all the wealth services, technology, and support an RIA firm needs, the difference is so obvious, it's Schwabious. Find your match and learn why custody is just the beginning at Schwabious.com.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.